application and the Nita toolbox. And do you have difficulty seeing my screen, or can you see it?
We can see it. Thank you.
Perfect. All right. So, yeah, you can find the Nita toolbox up here through administration and then communication. And then you find it here. So the Danita toolbox consists of six different elements. And you can find background information about development communication, and you can find help in terms of how to communicate. And specifically, the toolbox consists of a strategic framework, the annual survey, target groups, tools and templates, global goals, and a link directly to the SoMe toolbox. I will briefly go through the different elements with you. So we have the strategic framework here, and the strategic framework for the Danish Development Corporation lays the foundation for Danish development policy. So it can be a good idea for you to give the latest strategy a read. I'll just go back. And then we have the annual survey. Here you can find yearly reports on the public perceptions and knowledge of development cooperation and on living conditions in development countries among the Danish population. So this is only available in Danish, but may be helpful for you. And then we have target groups. Here you can find a description of the target groups for communication about the Danish Development Corporation, as well as descriptions of the five segments among the Danish population and advice on how to communicate with these. And bear in mind that this report only focuses on the Danish population, but it can maybe be helpful in your local context as well. Then we have tools and templates. In here, you can find the visual identity where you can find logos, print templates, descriptions of the MFA color palette, font types, and more official design guides. And regarding the templates down here, these are not quite up to date. We actually use Canva to create our graphic material for the Danita channels, but it is also it is up to each representation to sign up for a Canva subscription. But this is a helpful tool for us, so if it's a possibility for you to do the same, I would recommend that. And you can download images in the Danita picture database. And in general, I would refer you to check out the SoMe toolbox that I think you have been introduced to if you need specific tools on how to make your SoMe content. Under global goals, you can find information on the sustainable development goals, and this can be relevant background information for you. So this was the Danita toolbox, and I just want to point out that you are always welcome to think about how your good case stories could play into the Danita SoMe channels in relation to informing the Danish target group about how development funds work out in the field through the embassies. So do not hesitate to reach out to me via email if you have a good case, a good story from your embassy, or a good story from some of the Danish strategic partner organization. I also want to mention that it is very helpful for us to get feedback. We have an ongoing ambition about updating this toolbox, for example, in regards to how you can contribute to the Danita channels as an embassy. So when you have started to work a bit with development communications, please give us feedback on what you need or what you're missing out on. Oh, and I also want to mention that we use the OpenAid platform to source good case stories from each country. So just a heads up, we use this tool, and so please seat into it. I think that's it from me. So, do you have any questions?
Any questions for Gwen concerning development communication? Then don't hold back. It doesn't seem like it at the moment. Gwen, concerning the OpenAid, is there a format that the missions can access and fill out for
Yeah, I
case
think
specific
it's,
use?
yeah, I actually like our different offices has changed names now, so I can't remember what it's called now. Is it called learning or quality? Oh, well, we can maybe
Yeah, I
get
think it's
back
called
to that.
learning in
Yeah,
English, yes.
but
Well, learning in English and learning in English, yeah.
yeah, I think they are doing individual guides on how to do that.
Okay.
For the embassies. Yeah, but otherwise, write me an email and I'll get back to you on that because I'm not quite sure.
That's good. I think someone is just typing a question, Gwen, so please hang on,
Of course, of course.
or Tor, you can, if you feel comfortable, you can also just ask your question to Gwen directly. You can also write it.
Yeah, that might be great. It's actually enough for Gwen. It's more a general question, yeah, it's just about I shuffle around during the break in the video assets and found some really nice yeah, it's full videos on yeah, for example, you know, Denmark as a biking country and everything. Can we use just, you know, download those videos and then kind of cut them up and use just the clips from it in our own, yeah, way. Is
I
that
think,
possible?
did
No.
you find it in the PD toolbox? Because I'm not quite
It's on
sure.
Skyfish.
Yeah, but the videos that you mentioned are some of the PD videos that we have made. Normally, we always provide SoMe cutdowns of those videos. So, and I will actually get back to it because we have our own Vimeo channel where all the PD videos are accessible to you guys. If you wish to access them also in different versions, then reach out to us and we will help you provide it. They are not meant for sourcing and recutting at mission level. These are bought from external bureaus, and we cannot handle them as we please.
Gotcha.
Let's help you in finding some smaller cutdowns, shorter cutdowns, because they normally they're around 2 3 minutes, the long ones, but we also have shorter versions. But definitely, I'm very pleased that you have found them. That's really good. And
Yep.
as mentioned, I will just give you a short introduction in a little while to where you can find even more video materials for you to use. But
That's
great,
great. Thank you.
very valid question, Tor. Thank you. All right, Gwen, anything else from you?
I think that's it.
That's excellent. Thank you so much. It's really useful to get all around the various areas that we work within at the communication department and at mission level. At the moment, I would have loved to pass on the floor to Rini, who is our last presenter today. I know she is on her way. So I think I will make the most of it and just skip right to the presentation that I wanted to do as the very last thing in this webinar. We can do it now. So let me just take over the presentation here. And let's jump to the last page here. Excellent. I hope you can see a slide now saying external communication channels. What we wish to do is just to briefly introduce you to the various channels that we manage from central level. It can be a jungle, both with regards to the many channels that we have, but also the various target groups and whom to contact when in need of these communication channels. We also want to introduce you to these external communication channels because they can actually serve you in two different ways. One is to source information from, but also as an active part of your communication strategies in case you have stories from mission level that would provide a good story, for instance, for the Danida channels that that Gwen just mentioned, or for MFA channels, or the PD channels. But actually, now I can just see that Rini has joined us. Rini, are you with us now?
Yes, I am.
Excellent, Rini. You know what? Then I think I will pass on the floor to you anyway. I was just skipping or jumping ahead because I knew that you were on your way. But you know what? I think I will pass on the floor to you, and I can return to the external communication channels after your presentation of the TC Marcom toolbox. So, Rini, the floor is yours.
Great. Well, thank you so much. And apologies if there's a little noise in the background, but I have kids. right. Well, thank you so much. Let me start by sharing my screen. There we go. Okay. All right. I hope everyone can see my screen. Oh, it's still loading.
Still loading, yes.
Okay, well, while we wait for it,
you can perhaps introduce your team.
So my name is Rini Sisby, and I'm the team leader for the Marcom team. And basically, the Marcom team is the communication and marketing team and handles all marketing and communication for the Trade Council. So that's both for Invest in Denmark and also TC Export. Okay, I see that the screen is... Can you see my screen now?
Yes, we can.
Okay, excellent. So then I just need to close this one. There we go. Okay. Anyways, just to finish the introduction, and so we're responsible for the TC's website. So that includes Invest in Denmark's website and also TC Export, as well as the SoMe channels. And just to specify that it's the communication from headquarters from Copenhagen that we're in charge of. So I know a lot of colleagues at the embassies and representations are also very good at communicating on TC activities. But Marcom has two main purposes. So first of all, to increase awareness of the Trade Council and the general public through sharing, for instance, case stories. And secondly, to promote business opportunities abroad and in Denmark in order to boost Danish export to outside of Denmark, and also to attract foreign investments to Denmark. Our main target group is Danish companies and Danish stakeholders for the TC Export side, and in terms of Invest in Denmark, it's foreign companies looking to invest in Denmark and start activities here. So when we communicate to the Danish companies on the TC Export side, everything is in Danish, but for Invest in Denmark, we communicate in English for obvious reasons. We're also responsible for handling the KPIs for TC's communication, and that concerns market news and case stories. So a lot of you will probably encounter this at some point. And of course, we always stand ready to assist you on this, especially, excuse me, on the case stories, where as something new this year, we've requested that one of the case stories must be produced as a video. And of course, we realize that not all embassies and representations, especially the smaller ones, have the capabilities to produce videos, so we stand ready to assist you. But on this, on our site, on Umbrella, you will find a lot of useful tools, amongst others, a video that shows how to produce videos. So I think you'll find it very useful, and I really encourage you to visit and check out the different toolboxes, templates, etc. But if you still need assistance, you're always welcome to reach out to Markham. Right, so let me show you where you can find the different... Sorry, just excuse me one second. Sorry about that.
We know how
right.
It is.
Thank you. Right, for some reason it looks a little bit different, but here we have the Trade Council, and then you find Digital Marketing and Communication, and this is where you find sort of our site. And here you see the team. For Invest in Denmark colleagues, Mette will be your main focal point, and for CC Export colleagues, Fie will be your main focal point. So of course you're always welcome to reach out to any of us, but Fie handles export and Mette handles Invest in Denmark cases. So on this website, you can also see the status on the KPIs. So here you see we have the market news and the case stories, and you can see that so far no region has actually submitted anything yet. But as you can see, all the regions are listed here, and it's the regional coordinators who are in charge of submitting and delivering on the KPIs. We also have, or Markham is also in charge of what it's called Studio 4, which is a really great studio that we have here at headquarters, and which you're of course always welcome to use, but of course it's probably less relevant for colleagues abroad. But we're in charge of it, so please reach out if you have any questions. We also have the 23 webinar platform, which colleagues are very welcome to use, and we are also very happy to assist with this. If you want to host a webinar, please reach out to our colleague Pernille, who can assist with setting it up. And then finally down here,
Rini, one question. One question concerning 23 webinar. Is it correctly understood that that platform can manage the whole flow from registration or invitation to registration and follow up?
Yes, yes, that's my understanding. Cool. Yeah, yeah, it's and also it can send out it can send out reminders, it can keep a registration and yeah, so it's very useful for hosting sort of bigger online events. On the site you can also find different writing guides, templates for market news stories, case stories. You will also find some different guides. For instance, this one I really recommend that you watch, which is a great video with some tips and tricks on how to produce a video. You can also find some PowerPoint templates and some different Word templates. But I really encourage you to visit the site and browse around. And again, like I said, if you have any questions at all, please feel free to reach out to me or other members of the Markham team. Right. Well, thank you so much. I think that concludes my part of the presentation, but happy to answer any questions.
Thank you so much, Rini. Very useful. Any questions to Rini before we let her go? It doesn't seem like it so far.
Okay. Then but feel free to reach out, send an email if you do come to think of any questions.
Definitely. We will send out all the relevant emails afterwards. But thank you so much, Rini, and have a great evening.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye. Excellent. Thank you. We will just jump right back to the presentation of the external communication channels as the last thing for this webinar, afternoon webinar. As mentioned, the main purpose for why we would like to introduce you to these external communications channels were, as mentioned, that you can source information from these channels and use it on your mission channels, but you can also use them as active channels in your communication strategies. But let me go through them so you know how they're managed. The DANETA, the development communication, is handled, as Gwen said, by the media and communication team, mainly, and Gwen is the digital editor for the channels. They have the MFA website and the Facebook and the Instagram. So again, if you have cases, news, things, etc., that might be relevant for these channels, then reach out to Gwen. And Gwen also mentioned that they are targeting a Danish audience. Then we have the ministry channels. Udenrigsministeriet, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Denmark. These channels are also targeting Danish audiences primarily, and they consist of Facebook, Instagram, X, and LinkedIn, and of course the whole MFA website, the ministry website. And as you also mentioned, her team, the SOMI team, are the ones to go to regarding these channels. Then we have the public diplomacy channels. Our target groups are the international audiences, people who are interested in Denmark, want to know about our welfare state, who have perhaps been exchange students, have ancestors from Denmark, who wants to visit during vacations, or who wants to live here, work here, etc. So that is a very broad target audience that we manage within our channels. We have, as mentioned, the official website of Denmark, which I really encourage you to visit and source from. And we, of course, have Facebook, Instagram, X, Vimeo, and YouTube, as we just mentioned with regards to your question, Tor. So please visit Vimeo and our YouTube channels. Here you can find the extended selection of all the videos that we have produced during the last at least 6 years. And we are happy to provide you with download links and SOMI versions, etc. The channels are normally called Denmark.dk, spelled D-O-T, but also with an actual dot, full stop, .dk. And then, of course, with regards to public diplomacy and the international target groups, your channels, the mission channels, are the biggest PD muscle that we have globally. And you manage various platforms. Facebook, Instagram, and X are the normal ones, but of course in other regions such as China, Weibo and WeChat are other platforms. WhatsApp, we don't consider that so much a platform as such, but we do know that it is something that is highly used both in Africa and Latin America, for instance, and can be also useful, but it's more close groups, etc. But those are the major PD channels, and of course it's us in the PD team who are responsible for that. Reach out to us in case you have questions concerning it, or that's something you can't find or something you would like to access. Then, of course, as Rini just told you, we have the Trade Council and Invest in Denmark platforms, both the different two websites, and LinkedIn, Facebook, X, and YouTube. And it's Rini's team, Markham team, who is responsible for that. And as she addressed that, they are mainly targeting Danish audiences, meaning Danish businesses, but Invest in Denmark is of course also addressing foreign investors. And then we have the minister channels. At the moment we have two ministers, as you know, our Minister for Foreign Affairs and our Minister for Development, Cooperation and Global Policy, Climate Policy, sorry. I remember a time where we had four ministers. It varies a lot, but at the moment we have two, and they are very communicative and they prioritize communication a lot, which is a big advantage, I must say. The Minister of Foreign Affairs has his own Facebook, Instagram, and X. The Minister for Development, Cooperation, and Global Climate Policy has also Facebook, Instagram, and X. Those channels are managed by our management secretariat and the Minister Press Office. So if you want something that has to do with our ministers, if you want them to speak on certain issues or whatever, then it is the secretariat of the minister priest that you need to contact, and they address both Danish and international audiences on their channels. And then, of course, the general media, I mean the press, the free press, is of course also a target group when communicating as a minister of foreign affairs, and that also goes for missions. We know that press at mission level is tricky. We're a small country, and it's difficult to sort of squeeze in and get get a spot in the spotlight in press locally, but it happens. And our media and communication team is are the ones to go to if you want assistance with regards to the Danish press in Denmark. We also have international presence of a press present in Copenhagen, and we can also address those. But if you wish to go or enter Danish media channels, then reach out to the media and communication team. And also, if you want tips and tricks on how to interact with your media locally, then they will also be able to help and guide you. And also, of course, if it has something to do with ministers, then it's also the secretariat, minister secretariat, that you need to reach out to concerning Danish press or international press. And then it's worthwhile mentioning that we are actually funding from the ministry side the International Press Center placed in Copenhagen. This is a center that sort of has services to all the international press present in Denmark, and we have a very close cooperation with them. So in case you want to, for instance, use your public diplomacy funding to send a group of journalists on a research trip to Denmark, then the International Press Center can help organize and facilitate a round trip to relevant institutions, organizations, business visits, etc., etc. And in that context, if you want to send local journalists or influencers or civil servants on research trip to Denmark, for instance, then the Danish Branding Consortium, State of Green, Food Nation, Digital Hub Denmark, Healthcare Denmark, Creative Denmark, etc., they are also very close strategic partners with us, and we actually work as closely together with them as we do with our ministry colleagues. And they are also, depending on the sector that that is of interest to you, they're very eager and helpful concerning press trips also. So don't hesitate to reach out to them or reach out to us in the public diplomacy team, and we will help you get in touch with the right people in the branding consortiums. I think that is what I want to say about the external communication channels that we manage from central level, which can be of use to you in various ways. So keep it in mind when you do your communication work locally. Any questions to that so far? No, it doesn't seem like it. It has also been information overload, perhaps, but we're very pleased that you took your time to check in and to stay with us for these almost 2 hours. Now we actually finished a little bit before time, but I think that's fine. These are the mails that you can use in order to get in contact with us. PD, Public Diplomacy Team, ComSoMe Team is Jo's team, Webmaster, Web Help and Visual Identity is Jens' team, Markom is Trade Council and Rini's team, and the Danita team is Gwen. She is the master of that one. So write directly to Gwen when it concerns development communication. But if you don't have any further questions at this point, then I will just say thank you so much for your time. We are looking very much forward to the cooperation in the next half a year for all you interns and for fixed or permanent staff in the mission. We look very much forward to the cooperation and the projects we will do together in the years to come. But thank you so much for your time, and don't hesitate to reach out to you to us, and we will also reach out to you when in need and when relevant. But take care and stay safe, and we'll be in touch. Thank you so much.